At the meeting with Isaac Rampner regarding the IT forensic investigation. We contracted them to do evaluation or investigation of the controller's office and also the county exec's office regarding matters in IT. We went through a contract where we have a scope of work that we asked them to perform. They're here today to give us an overview of what their findings were. And saying that, I think there could be some legal ramifications. I would suggest that we go into an executive session.
So I second that.
Mr. Chairman, before you go into executive session, I'd like to point out that I believe on behalf of my newspaper that this violates the open meetings law. The open meetings law does not give you the right to go into an executive session because there might be legal ramifications. The executive, the open meetings law does give you the right to go into an executive session to discuss a lawsuit. As my understanding, there's no lawsuit pending, so then that would not be the legal grounds to an executive session.
All right, well, I'm no lawyer, and I don't intend to be a lawyer, but I was told by the two lawyers that represent the legislative body that we have a right to go in there, and I'll let one of them explain, either Nick or...
Well, yeah, certainly. I mean, to the extent that the reason for going into executive session involves anticipated litigation as opposed to actual litigation, it would be an appropriate reason to do so. In addition, to the extent that the subject matter of the presentation is going to involve personnel or discipline of personnel, that is pursuant to public officers law, Section 105, an appropriate reason to go into executive session.
If I may, the open meetings law states specifically, information relating to current or, discussions regarding proposed, pending, or current litigation. Is there any proposed current litigation pending around this?
We don't know. We haven't heard.
So
what
then,
the,
no, there isn't.
Well, we don't know that yet.
Be,
but
in my opinion, and in the paper's opinion, would not be proper. Furthermore, this presentation will not have, that the law says, the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation. This presentation, from my understanding, this presentation by Eisner Ampner will not be a discussion about the promotion, demotion, the promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person. That conversation may come after the presentation, but as a, based on what you hear, but certainly not as part of the presentation. So on those grounds, again, I object. And by the way, it requires a vote.
There's no question. There'll be a vote. But there again, I'd like to have everybody speak up and talk, so we'll be very open, so no one's left out. Tracy.
Well, I totally agree with Patricia about the litigation issue. I don't like the concept of there might be a lawsuit, and therefore we're going to go into executive session. And I've been on that side of the table objecting to open meetings at many a town board meeting before. My understanding is that what we're seeing is a draft, and my concern, my understanding was that it was personnel related because we're going to be seeing a draft as it relates to specific names of personnel, and that the reason we're discussing this draft is that there may be errors in the draft as they relate to specific people and the personnel, and that could end up leading into demotion, promotion, firing, all that other stuff. But I don't know. I need to understand from Nick what the executive session, how that relates, because I disagree with you on the litigation. Proposed, pending, that's, it's just, I mean, that would mean that you can go into an executive session for anything, because there might be a lawsuit over anything. So, yeah.
Well, look, I think the two overlap in some degree. So whether you're going to state the basis as being proposed potential litigation.
What is the proposed litigation?
Well, we wouldn't be discussing that outside of executive session.
Well, it would have to be proposed.
In any degree
of
specificity.
Pending or current.
However, I would say that, you know, where this, I think, comes to a head is in the matter of personnel issues, and to me, that's the appropriate ground to go into executive session on. It's within the scope of the services that the consultant was engaged for. I fully anticipate that that's going to be discussed today, and that would be my recommendation.
And I would counsel.
Lynn?
I was just going to add, from a personnel perspective, I think there's been a lot of things out there publicly without any facts, and so from an employer perspective, I would think that we would address those issues privately before we go public with a statement of what transpired. To have that put out there without any ability to defend themselves or to refute anything in this investigation, I think it's premature to have it out there without the ability of an individual employee to be able to push back on it. I think everybody's entitled to a level of privacy until the matter is addressed.
Gracie?
Yeah, and that's what I was expecting. I mean, as I read the executive session, which I didn't expect to have to do this right now, it says the employment history of a particular person. Is it our expectation that we're going to be discussing a particular person?
We wouldn't name
that's
that.
What I would expect.
We wouldn't name that person.
I'm not asking anyone to be named right now.
We wouldn't name that person in the motion, but it does refer to...
It says a particular person.
To potential disciplinary action as well, which is frankly within Schedule A of the scope of services that the consultant is retained to perform. So do I know what's going to be stated by the consultant on the telephone? I don't, but I think it's prudent to have not to have a freewheeling discussion relating to personnel matters in open session.
So
I think the employees have rights.
I'm going to say I accept that, but I absolutely do not accept your first reasoning, which is proposed. To my knowledge, there is no proposed, there is no pending or current litigation, and I strongly object to that reasoning. So if you want to change the reasoning to the personnel reasoning, I will vote yes. If it stays with the legal, I'm a no on the executive session. I'll stay if there's a majority, but I'm going to be a no because that litigation issue is to me not germane.
To state the reason, Nick, voting.
Well, there's been a motion and a second, and the motion is to enter into executive session. That motion's been seconded. The reason that's been given for entry into that executive session would be pursuant to Section 105, subsection F of the Public Officers Law, which would encompass issues relating to touching upon, providing suggestions or inferences about the discipline or employment history of personnel, which is something that we recommend be discussed in an executive session, at least initially. The information at some point in the future, when this ongoing investigation becomes finalized, perhaps would be released through the proper channels.
That I will accept.
Laura? No, I thought you had your hand. Chris, you have anything to add? Do you agree, concur with that?
I concur with the legislative council's opinion on that.
All right.
Let me discuss it previously.
All right, someone who put that in the form of motion, second? Who did?
No, I did not.
Jim.
I'm not a
Jim.
Jim,
okay.
I have a question.
Yeah, let's go on with the question.
Just to the chair, I believe that the Ms. Patricia Doxy had something she wanted to add.
I just wanted to say again that the law, the open meetings law, is very specific, and it says matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person. This report, unless you're saying that this report is going to recommend the appointment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person, and having this report discussed in open session, does violate, in our opinion, the open meetings law.
Can I respond, Rich?
Yeah, go
it's
on, Chris.
I'm sorry, if I could just say it. It's not simply enough to say, oh, it's personnel matters.
But Patricia, you've left off the first sentence of F, which is the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, which is much more broad than the second part of F, which is what you read. And with all due respect, because I agree with you on the legal, I think that the employment history of a particular person, when we're talking about sensitive matters, which may or may not even be correct at this point, and which may or may not lead to disciplinary action, is an appropriate reason to go into executive session. I agree with you on the other, but I think, you know, it's misrepresenting to not read the full F, which is more broad.
I'm sorry, Tracy, I did read that the first time around. I did read it from the beginning of the medical part.
Chairman, can we vote?
Just as a part of the motion, you should also indicate the persons that are not on the committee that would be invited to remain in the executive session, which would presumably include the presenters and counsel if that was desired.
And other legislators.
I actually happen to disagree, and we've disagreed from the beginning that any legislator can stay for an executive session.
But
if you want to spell them out in a motion, I don't care about that.
I just think it's procedurally more clean to spell it out.
I disagree with that, but that's okay. I'm not going to fight you.
No,
but make sure that you state for the record that going forward, maybe we need to go and reevaluate that.
All right, that's fair enough.
All right, Jim, you could add that to your motion.
Mr. Chairman, the motion to go into executive session for the reason stated by legislative council and compared to by both legislative councils to include all elected Ulster County legislators, whether they are on the Ways and Means Committee or not, including the gentleman from Eisner Hamfair, and Legislative Council.
I second that.
There's two telephonic participants from Eisner Hamfair. I don't know if they've joined.
Actually, there are four, I believe.
Four. So.
No, got their
don't say that now.
Yeah.
All right.
And the additional personnel for persons on the telephone from Eisner
Hamfair.
Second.
All right, before we take a vote, Evan?
Chair, will any portion of today's meeting be held outside of executive session?
We have two, from what I'm told, I did not have not seen the report yet. No legislator has received seen the report as far as I know. There's two parts. One's policy, which is basically probably could be open to the public, and the other one's forensic, which that's the one we're going to executive session for.
But you anticipate coming back to then talk about policy?
We could, depending on the time frame that hopefully we're not here all night, yes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to the executive session to talk about the forensic part of this report. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? All righty. I take any action in the first executive session. Let's go.
My motion would be as previously stated, okay, and amended or seconded again to include Jay Mahler and Andrew.
Second.
Any questions? If not, all in favor say aye. All right.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Open the door.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Eisner team, we're going to hang up. Thank you so much.
Thank you all for all your work.
Thank you. Jim, open the door.
Are you ending the meeting, Jim?
We're going to open the door and end the meeting.
I know, I'm just asking you, though.
Yes.
Is that your attention?
My attention, yes. Anybody out there, Jim?
Nope.
All right. We came out of executive session. No action was taken in executive session. Motion to adjourn, please.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.